You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
7.
A switch off.
You are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday, May 5th, after a long weekend here in Memphis from Riverbeat Fest. There's a lot going on, not just Riverbeat. There's all kinds of art shows and everything going on. It's a fun city to be in the spring. And today on the show, I have some special guests with me. We have Grant and Lukey from Joy Bomb.
Hey. Hi. Hey, Amy.
Thanks for coming in today on this beautiful day.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about the band, how y'all formed, when, and kind of like what was the whole impetus behind.
Joy Bomb is an alternative punk rock band that I started a long time ago. I mean, it's been the actual like original lineup was we put out an EP in 14 and toured that, and but then really kind of just treaded water for a few years. And long story short, I really was invested in making a full record, and so went in to do that in 2020, right when the pandemic hit, right? Mm-hmm. So that bought me time, but also slowed things even further. And anyway, through a series of lineup changes, we re-debuted, that's what I call it, in 22 with our first full-length album, American Cult Candy. And since then, really just been grinding, as one does in Grind City. And and so this lineup is special. And I mean, it's finally found its mojo.
Okay, well, tell me more about that.
Yeah, me and Xander Sinclair in the band now. We are of another local band, El Chavos, and Grant came and kind of scooped us up this year, and we're kind of been under his wing doing this new album together and touring together. It's been like really I don't know, kind of overwhelming, because I'm only 21 and this is all super new to me. But it's really been like a huge pleasure working with Grant and being in Joy Bomb and getting these new stuffs out. You know, it's cool.
Yeah.
The Midtown scene is changing, and it's cool because there's in this band, I think this band is reflective of the different elements of, you know, rock music and Memphis music in general, more broadly, because it's kind of multi-generational, and we are a lot of things at once, which can be, I mean, I think is advantageous for accessibility, I suppose. But it, we definitely, I benefit from these guys being hungry and like wanting to be in the van and like wanting to play as much, you know,
absolutely.
Really go for it.
And I think it can help bring perspective and creativity in many different forms. If you don't get, you know, generationally, you may have some jokes that you get with your, you know, your generation, and you may have, you know, so I think it's kind of a fun creative thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we keep each other on our toes.
You know? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, definitely with our influences, there is cross-pollination in a good way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Grant comes in the studio and brings like a solid, like, you know, a solid pretty much good rock and roll track. And then me and Xander, you know, add our little punk, you know, flair on there and our little emo flair. And, you know, it becomes, you know, you get what Joy Bomb has become now, which is this kind of applicable conglomeration of, you know, music that anyone can really enjoy.
I love that. Well, we have a special treat also. Y'all are going to perform some songs acoustically, which
yes,
is really
are.
Fun. Y'all want to do that now?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's get that ready. And while y'all are getting that ready, we can, I'll play another tune and we can continue on, and we'll be right back.
Groovy.
With Joy Bomb playing right here on WYXR 91.7.
Thank you.
All right, we are back live in the studio with an acoustic performance by Joy Bomb.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was really fun. I love that last one. I've listened to it on Bandcamp a lot. So tell us a little bit about those two tunes that we just heard.
Those two are off of American Cult Candy, nice. Which was our record that came out in 22. And they're both warm-up songs. warm-up songs. But also bangers that have staying power. So fan favorites, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, so you guys were, you want to play two more?
Sure.
Before we get into more talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Great. Well, let's do it.
Yeah, these are, these are going to be brand new.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we have a new record coming. So,
yeah, those last two, like, Lukey is not recorded on. These next two, Lukey is recorded on.
Yeah, this is new JB for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this will be fun. All right. Well, I'll leave you to it right here on WYXR.
Yeah, let's do it. The song's called I Paparazzi.
Is it conviction or certain stubbornness? With eloquent diction, can win them all with just finesse. Living similar fiction only deepens our duress. Well, she said, you're a mess. I paparazzi, your very own TMZ. Chasing nostalgia is cathartic self-police. Mom like a SWAT team, no more magazines. Rabbit for distraction, to brain rot. Minimize affliction, it's heavy baggage but no stress. Comfy inhibition, and too easy to regress. The surge is a symptom, self-made side effects. I paparazzi, your very own TMZ. Chasing nostalgia, his cathartic. To brain rotting pain.
We can rock out stick
mom. Let's do it. 1, 2, 1, 2.
So these are the two new songs from your latest album, right? Yeah, all mics are on now. You can
sweet. Yeah, it's on the way. We've got 11 songs, so we're planning a full LP. And that first one you heard will be the first single.
Okay.
And so we've got a couple of video plans for that.
Nice.
Coming up in May and June, so hopefully that'll be out by mid to late June.
Okay.
The rest of it, question mark, but at least we have a busy summer to,
heck yeah,
to roll that out.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about, I guess you're going to tour it, potentially.
Yeah, around. We're going on tour okay. later this month.
Okay.
Starting May 24th, we'll be gone for a week and a half.
Yeah, until the 1st of June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back June.
So are you going staying around the region, or are there some fun places you have?
We're doing a big Midwest loop.
Nice.
Yeah, we start in St. Louis and Chicago. We'll go Michigan. We even go to like Buffalo, New York, and then back through Ohio. So
that's fun. That's
yeah.
fun. And this is the first time this iteration of the band is touring?
No.
No?
We went out collectively twice over the winter. We went out okay. in December and January. One was like a week and one was 2 weeks.
Yeah, the first tour that this iteration of Joy Bomb has been on, like with me, started on December 11th, which is the day after my birthday. So I was freshly 21 for the road.
There you go.
yeah, and we did that one for about a week. And then we had another tour that was about a week and a half, about 9 days long in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we did 14 days in January.
Yeah, something like that. And we're about to do this week and a half in May.
Yeah, and I'm performing. It's pretty high energy.
Yeah,
and so when you're kind of recording these songs and then bringing them live, like, well, how does that feel? Like, how does that, you know?
Electric.
Yeah. It feels, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like almost jarring in a sense, because mm-hmm. it's like working with like the studio magic and having all these toys to play with in studio and all these little sounds you want to, these tones and every like little bit, every all of it's in your, you know, your face.
Yeah.
But live, you know, all you got is, are you playing it right? So when we do and it sounds right, it's like, oh, okay, we actually are again.
You know? That's right. Yeah. That's right. And we keep the energy up too.
Yeah.
You know, like, so yeah, I mean, we got to walk a line between being tight, keeping it, you know, keeping everything tight, but then also throwing
looking,
guitars around.
Yeah, looking,
exactly.
Looking cool and jumping yeah, around. Right.
Looking cool.
Gotta look cool.
Speaking of cool, so y'all were at Riverbeat.
We yeah. were at Riverbeat.
Okay. Yeah. So this, I guess, was your first time at Riverbeat's only 2 years old. So yeah. anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how was that experience?
Really, really, really fun. I didn't even, like, we were one of the first bands to play, and it was just phenomenal experience. I've never even really been to a festival, so getting to experience it, and just because, like, I was playing that, it was like otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
And just the amount of people that came out and saw our set at 2:30 was just, you know, overwhelming.
It made us feel good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thanks if you guys came and caught it.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
It was an honor to share the stage with, you know, international superstars and also like Memphis incredible talent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Riverbeat is, it offers just another piece of like an expanding Memphis repertoire on the global scale,
mm-hmm.
and you know we deserve nice things here, and, like, and that's a nice, you know, it's a nice thing.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thanks for coming in and playing live.
Thank you for having
yeah,
us.
I thought about playing something that y'all have recorded a little while back, I guess, back in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about this song.
Telltale Boys was a single that we put out in 23 about essentially. It's dual meaning. It's about, it uses a 16th century, like, very hardcore witch trial as an example for groupthink and, like, a, you know, an allegory.
Oh,
it's like,
all right.
It's like, you know, taking the term witch hunt to, like, a whole new level.
All right, we're getting deep here. All right, well, stay tuned to hear Joy Bomb again right here on WYXR 91.7.
Thank you. Hi, this is Matt Qualls, and you're listening to Sonosphere with Amy and Jenny right here on WYXR.
That's right. You are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for supporting your nonprofit radio station. We are a community radio station, so you can go to WYXR.org and find a place where you can get involved, whether you're donating your money or your time, or just tuning in. Thanks for being part of the community. So we have a special guest here, Joy Baum, Grant, and Lukey from Joy Baum here.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. And in case you missed it, you missed some awesome acoustic performances, but we may have one more before the time is up here. And we just heard Tell Tale Boys by Joy Baum. That was a kind of a groupthink, an allegory for groupthink, and you know, like we've heard, the lyrics can be a little dark, a little anxious sometimes, but the music is fun and high energy. So, you know, tell me a little bit about sort of the writing part of the whole process.
Dark and dark lyricism and bright kind of bubblegum pop punk rock and roll. To me, is like the left hook, right hook, because it's a way to inject. I don't know. I grew up listening to Bad Religion and like a lot of late '90s, early aughts punk rock. That was, honest. It when I found a love for that stuff at a very pivotal point in my teen years, it taught me that you can use, you know, big words. You can use lyricism in a way that like provokes, is thought provoking, and that even if it's not a call to action, makes you have to reconsider what I mean. That is very intentional, and you know, and sometimes a way to highlight issues that otherwise people may not want to talk about.
Absolutely, especially now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So art in general, and especially one, you know, our platform that uses lyricism and, you know, power chords or whatever to drive home a point and also like evoke feeling. Mm-hmm. I think it's our responsibility. I mean, you know, people can sing about whatever you want, but to me, it is like it's rattling in my brain already. Like I'm either going to go crazy or I'm going to write a song about it. And so, yeah, it's...
Or both.
Yeah. So, I don't know. To me, it's, like you said, now more than ever, it's an act of rebellion to speak freely and to speak truth to power in your music.
Yeah.
And it helps that it's catchy.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get them, you know?
Get everybody singing together.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
Walking along together. That's right.
And, yeah. I mean... It is yet to be seen the extent of censorship that pop music or you know, the platforming of certain artists will face. So I do think that now more than ever we need like resistance in music.
Right, and it's also important that we hear it from our neighbors, our local artists. Yeah. You know, and really supporting our local community is key to that too.
Totally. So. Yep. That's. Where the support structures lie in community, for sure.
Yeah, I think every band in Memphis has got to have some part in helping the community out, and Joy Baum's just trying to do our due diligence in part of that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear one more.
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is another new one.
So we're going to hear another new song from Joy Baum right here on WYXR.
You ready?
Falling apart in the backseat, double XL sweater, nothing underneath. It's been a long night, we ain't going to sleep. You can come for the ride, the control, alt, delete. Weathered eyes, moths to the flame.
just go back to normal paranoid. Regurgitate the same old lines. Lips like knives and kryptonite.
For coming on today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Amy, for having us.
Is there anything else you want to leave us with? I know you have a few shows coming up in Memphis.
We do. We are playing May 19th at, well, it got moved to Minglewood. I don't know if it's been announced yet, but we're playing with Real Friends.
Nice.
And that'll be at Minglewood. And then we go on tour.
Yeah, we go on tour the May 24th to June 1st.
Yeah,
around the
we'll
Midwest.
Be at, in St. Louis at Marshmallow on May 24th. So see you then, St. Louis fans.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. And if you just tuned in, you can always catch Joy Bomb and the live acoustic performance here on the WYXR archives at WYXR.org. You can also follow Sonosphere, sonospherepodcast.com, and on all of your socials. Where can they find you guys?
All our handles are at Joy Bomb Official. So Instagram is ideal, at Joy Bomb Official. We have a TikTok where we do goofy stuff too. And you can find wherever you listen on streaming.
Awesome.
And we've got tapes and CDs. You can DM us if you want merch. And we're doing a actual vinyl for this release upcoming. So.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and our Cash App and Venmo is also at.
You can buy things if you'd like.
Heck yes. All right. We'll check them out. And stay tuned here to Sonosphere. We have a few more tunes coming up. Hartle Road is on the docket coming up. And some more Full Exoid here on WYXR 91.7.
Peace. We'll be right back.
Don't get in the car. It's too dangerous. We don't know what you'll do, but I wanna see you again. When I start to take it off, there's no good balls on a railroad summer song. Cause something is me. Don't talk to me again. When I start to take it off, there's no good balls on a railroad summer song. Cause it's too long. Thank you.
kid.